Using our free will to choose between like A or B in any given situation or thought, etc. This is where I am confused.
Okay.
Because of free will, does God know ahead of time which we will choose, or does God only know what will happen once we choose A or B?
The former. God knows, look at it this way, God knows anything that can be known. In other words, there's nothing that could be known that God doesn't know. Because if that were true, then he would be lacking something. There'd be something he didn't have and he would have to get in terms of, in this case, knowledge. So you can use that as your starting point to say that anything that can be known, including your sins, your virtues, whatever you do, good, bad, or indifferent, God already knows all of that. And keep in mind, second thing is that God is outside of time. So we experience a procession of moments now. We look forward to and anticipate the future. We look back upon and think about the past. But there is nothing like that for God. He's not in time. He's outside of time. And I know it's hard for us to understand. We do the best we can. But that means that from all eternity, God knows all things all at once. It's always now for God, in other words. So for that reason, yes, God knows everything that can be known, and he knows everything all at once. So for him, he's not waiting to find out what Mercedes will do today. He already knows. He already sees it. He sees everything all at once. And that's the mystery for us, because we don't live in that world. We don't experience time that way. We are in time. God is outside of time. So we do the best we can with our limited human language and thought categories to try to understand how God, on the one hand, is completely sovereign and all-knowing, and on the other hand, that we are also simultaneously free. We're not automatons. We're not robots. We're not computer programs that are forced to do what God is dictating to us, and how it is that he already knows what's going to happen, and yet at the same time, we're still free. That's a mysterious interplay, but it's true. And these are not mutually exclusive or contradictory truths. It's paradoxical, perhaps, but it's certainly not contradictory. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you. You made it clear for me. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mercedes. Hey, here's a great book. I think you'll like it. Two books. One is called Theology for Beginners, and it's by Frank Sheed, Sheed. I would start with that book because he gets into this issue. Then, once you've read that book and you've gotten your feet wet, then graduate to his second book. It's called Theology and Sanity. It's a bigger book, more pages, deeper, but you'll be ready for that when you read the first book, Theology for Beginners. I really recommend everybody read those books, because he will show you how to think about these realities and use some intellectual muscles that you don't even know you have, and you'll be better for it, and you'll understand things more clearly. The books are that good. So check that out, Mercedes. Thank you.